You're listening to Vatican News. The Blue Cafe is the name of a lovely sailboat destined to provide occupational therapy and work to young people with disabilities. After its official inauguration on Friday, the 5th of April in Sicily, the boat will be available to all Italian non-profit organisations that promote projects involving people with disabilities and allowing them to spend leisure time engaged in workshops and sports. But there's more to the story than that. It really is a special boat, as it was confiscated from human traffickers illegally transporting migrants into Europe. There were 72, mostly African, men, women and children, fleeing conflict and poverty on board when naval authorities caught up with the traffickers and confiscated the vessel last year. It has since been entrusted to the Sicilian non-profit organisation La Casa di Toti, founded by Muni Sigona to help her autistic son and other girls and boys with disabilities prepare to deal with life and be self-sufficient. As Muni told me, the Ethical Boat project is in fact part of a wider project that includes a solidarity hotel run by disabled adults. The Blue Cafe, she said, will bring smiles to those special children who will be able to sail the Mediterranean on board of this sailboat, but above all, will be able to be part of a project that has neither physical nor mental barriers.
We are building an ethical hotel, an hotel managed by special people where they can live and they can work. So it will be an hotel in Modica, open to people who have a big heart. And so in order to do this, we tried to find the money thanks to fundraising and crowdfunding. And at the moment, we are finishing our project because we are finishing the building, the construction of Toti's house, La Casa di Toti. In the meantime, we have a boat, an ethical boat, and there will be a big party for this boat because it will be the boat for our boys and girls.
It's a special boat, isn't it? It's a boat that was confiscated from smugglers, if I'm not mistaken, trafficking people.
Yes. I thought to transform this very hard story in a beautiful project, and so an ethical boat. The name is the Blue Cafe.
How did you get hold of the boat? Who gave it to you?
We took the boat in Puglia, Otranto, and the Procura of Otranto gave the boat to us, first for a temporary moment. Then we had the giving of this boat definitely. And so now the boat is of is property of Casa di Toti.
So it's an ethical boat because it was taken away from people smugglers and because it is being used for an ethical reason, right?
Yes, yes. The boat arrived in Otranto with 72 people. Then the boat was there for 2 months, and I saw this big boat, and I thought about my guys who has motory problems. So I thought, okay, it could be good for them also. And so I asked this boat for this reason, because it's very big.
So this is the power of transformation, of making it a positive symbol and a powerful symbol for many reasons, actually.
Yes, yes, because now I am going to involve many onlus, not only mine, not only La Casa di Toti, and I would like to transform this project in a team, so many special guys who can have a capacity to manage this boat, to do lab, to maybe also to drive it. So it's a big project in the project of the Ethical Hotel. And one of the most important things is that this boat is no profit boat. So nobody will pay in order to stay here. Thanks to a sponsor, Sifi sponsor, we will maintain it.
Right. So it's a wonderful example of how creativity can bring together energy, innovation, hospitality and care.
Yes, yes. During my experience, two guys coming from Africa helped me with Toti. They live with me in my house for 1 year. And I had the chance to know them, and I understand that they are very, very nice because they know very well what are problems. And so now I'm very happy that I have this boat and that I am going to transform a bad story in a beautiful story.
Exactly. It's a beautiful story. Just finally, Mooney, Pope Francis calls for the welcoming of migrants repeatedly. He also calls for inclusion of all people into society. Do you think his voice is significant?
Yes, they are not included in the society because after the school they are alone. And we, family, we are suffering because we take care of them, but we must work. We have the other brothers and sisters, and it's very difficult for us. And my association, my Onlus, we are trying to include our boys and girls in companies. Someone works in a hotel, someone works in a bar or restaurant. And so we are doing also these because they can do.
That was Mooney Sigona, founder of the non-profit organization La Casa di Toti.